Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chats. You know, we get so many compliments and comments on these boardroom chats. You know, people say, man, it's like sitting in your living room. Well, we're just about there sitting. And we just talk about all kinds of things, get a word from God. And, you know, Kathy kind of chose this today. 99.99999% of all the time I choose them because I shoot from the hip. But we were talking this morning, and I said, you got anything in your spirit? She goes, no. I said, well, get something, praise God. And she kind of came up with this. So we're going to talk about that.
Well, this is something the Lord put on my heart a few days ago. And after you asked that to me, I thought, well, no, I really don't. But then I said, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a blessing.
Yeah, just it's powerful. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter six.
And I want to read that in a minute. But before that, I want to talk about this so you can understand. Me and Kathy have been debt-free since 1982. Now, that's a miracle of the Lord. Now, in 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel, and that's exactly what it is, we've never had a financial deficit. And we're going to talk about why today. And the situations that come by doing what we're about ready to read. And it's amazing. You would think everybody would shout and praise God, but they got a little cousin, like we say in French here, called persecution that they like to send to your house, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So go with me today to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And I want to read verse 10, 11, and 12. I'll be reading out of the King James. Are you in the King James?
I'm in the King James, okay. But I can go in other translations.
You might want to go in another translation. And it says in verse 10, here, this is God talking to Israel. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly or wonderful cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not. Boy, look at this. Vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then here comes the beware sign. Then beware, lest thou forget. Underline that in your Bible. Lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're blessed spiritually, physically, and financially, and all those years of preaching, me and Kathy, and I don't mean this in an arrogance, we have not forgot the Lord. And what do you mean by it? We're always giving God glory and honor. But I find when you do that, especially on a financial realm, they think it's cockiness and arrogance. And all it is giving glory to God. And God just keeps blessing because we forget him not. Deuteronomy 8:18, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Well, we do that on a daily basis, not just a Sunday basis. But you know what? Persecution comes because of that. But I don't care how much they say, Kathy. I am going to give God glory, whether they think I'm cocky, arrogant, or whatever, or showing off, call it what you want, I don't know. I am giving God glory. God said, beware. That's a sign. There's a blinking sign there. Mm-hmm. A caution. Listen, don't forget the Lord. So in other words, don't worry about what people think about, quote, a new car. And if they kind of say, why do you have to have that? And look what the Lord did. Say it like that. Look what God did. God gave me this. You know, they criticize me because of the plane I fly. And they criticize me because of the house I live in. The Lord gave me both of them. What do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so I talk about it. That's arrogance. I mean, even the secular media, like, and people, they always follow me around.
Don't give them glory.
And whatever they say, they go, now he talks about the artwork in the house. They're all mad about that, but they wouldn't mind having it. They think I'm being arrogant, trying to show up. No, I am giving God glory.
Yes.
That house was built debt-free, under budget. The plane, debt-free, under budget. See? So why can't I say that and you not, and without you thinking, that's arrogance and cockiness.
Yeah,
and
remember,
I'm giving myself, actually giving, what's happening, God is honoring, and he keeps saying, I'm going to do more because he does not forget me.
Amen. Go that's good. But just remind me how you have always said for years, you know, when someone gets healed, It's okay to get, let them come up on the platform, give a testimony how God has healed their body. If they've been praying for a loved one to get saved, it's okay to get up and give God glory because this person who was going to hell, all of a sudden their life is totally Amen. Radically turned around. Give God glory for that. So we can, the work we do, it's okay. That's accepted. But when you start talking about how God has blessed you financially, you know, those attacks come out.
They all shout when somebody gets saved. They all shout when somebody gets healed. But if you get up and say, well, I'll tell you what, the Lord blessed me so much, made me the richest man in my city. Who do he think he is? Giving God glory. He's giving God glory just like the healing, like right. the salvation. He's doing it on the financial realm. What's your problem? What's the problem with that? See, jealousy, envy, which produces strife. I preached a sermon many years ago, the green-eyed monster whose eyes turned red, talking about jealousy, boy. And the book of Job says jealousy is crueler than the grave.
And I really think that that jealousy really comes from the pit of hell, from the devil, because he's so jealous of God, he wants to kill God's kids.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't want his children to be blessed because he wants to be the one in charge of all the finances in the earth. But Jesus came, he said that we can have a life. He says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Actually, to the full.
To the full, to an overflows, I think the Amplified says.
I want you to read Deuteronomy 6, verse 10, 11, 12. You have it in the Amplified?
I do, but I want to say something first, because this book of Deuteronomy was really written to the second generation. The family, all the families that came out of Egypt, which we just talked about, don't forget God. Well, he's talking to that next generation, because the parents refused to go into the promised land. They were in fear. They said, oh, they're giants. We can't go in there. And so he says, you're going to stay in the wilderness, and I'm going to send your children in there. And the children were the ones who Moses was talking right here. The Deuteronomy basically means a retelling of the law. So he's telling them the law again, telling them to keep the commandments. In fact, in the third verse of chapter 6 of Deuteronomy says, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe and do it, that thou it may be well with thee, that thou mayest increase mightily, as the Lord God thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. So that land that flows with milk and honey was God's ultimate promise for his children. It's still his promise for us. And so this was why we read, don't forget him. He said, when you go, let me read the New Living Translation of that verse that you just read, beginning in verse six.
I can modernize that.
Yeah.
When I bought you all those Louis Vuitton purses, and when I bought you them Chanel purses, and I bought you your car, beware, don't forget the wonderful husband that you have.
Hey, and listen.
Let me toot my horn.
And when I cooked that gumbo, I took all the time to do that and put it in the freezer.
I haven't forgotten, so Kathy. It's all right here.
You carry it around with you.
I got to lose that.
And this last weekend when I made the big old pot of white beans.
Oh, that was good.
And cabbage that I cooked at the same time so I could put it up in the freezer.
We love white beans and rice.
Did you remember that?
Did I eat it?
I mean, yeah.
Yes,
but
indeed.
But don't forget it.
Oh, yeah.
When you say Kathy never cooks, don't forget.
Don't forget. Once in a great while, you know. It was just such a blessing. And because we like white beans and rice, but the difference between me and Kat, she likes the rice, a lot of rice. Me, I like it like a soup and the flavor she puts in there. I think you put ham in there, tasso, I don't know what you put in there.
Turkey sausage, whatever. Healthy.
Oh, Lord, it's good. It's right here. You got to watch it. But there's no way we can forget it. It's
no, we can't forget it. And then,
you know
what happened? No, I don't want to.
I ain't saying nothing.
We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to. That's all I want.
There's a lingering memory.
A lingering. Yes.
We can't ever forget. It is worth it. Did you eat those white beans? Anyway, yes. We have to both eat it.
I went out of town. I went to California. Leave Kathy by herself. Praise the Lord.
But
anyway,
but what happened was there's this little place close by that we like to go in and eat out. I think it's on, is it Wednesdays or Tuesday that they have white beans?
The seafood pot.
Seafood pot. They usually have like little plate lunches and things like that, and they have white beans. And so I can't tell you how many times we've gone in there and they've run out.
And
it's like even like 11:30, maybe not even 12 o'clock, and they've already run out. You think they'd get a clue and said, maybe we ought to double this up because we're constantly running out. Yeah. We could sell more. they haven't got that.
It
hadn't got to their head. So what we said the last time we went, and we were disappointed because they had run out, so we don't have to wait on them. I can make my own white beans.
And then, you made cabbage,
mines
too.
Mines were always better. Ooh, yeah, I figure I'm going to clean out the cobwebs out of the pot. I just soon fill up the stove. So I made several things at one time and then put them all away in the freezer.
And what we do, sometimes we come home, we don't feel like going. Usually we eat out all the time. We eat lunch out or we'll go out. But, you know, I am a soup person. I just love soups and salads, but especially soups. And so she said, listen, you want some soup? I even like that. I'm giving them a plug. Campbell's chicken with rice soup. I like that soup.
It's got a great broth.
Now, I hate to say that we don't like the healthy one.
No, they
throw that away. We want the one with the salt in it.
Yeah. By mistake, we got the healthy one, and we thought, what's missing?
What's missing?
It's not just salt. It's something else, because we added salt to it, and it didn't quite taste the same.
So Campbell's, if y'all want to stay in business, keep with the salt.
Chicken with rice.
Yeah, put that salt in
soup. And what we do, that's how we help. We lose a few calories. We'll start eating that.
Yeah, it's just such a blessing of the Lord.
For a season.
And you shouldn't know that. You shouldn't eat too much salt. We got enough sense to understand that. But I mean, you know, let's face it.
You eat,
you like the flavor.
Didn't you just preach a sermon about how to be salt?
Some people are salted, but they're not salt.
Salt.
Yeah, it's a whole nother ballgame.
I got a lot of salt in me.
So look what these people did. This is very important. That you don't forget the Lord, no matter how much persecution comes. And I mean, I'm not tooting my horn. I get hit constantly about something. And I thought, Lord, why is that? He said, well, you're living my lifestyle. And I said, you know, that's right. When they see me, Christ in you, the hope of glory, it's the devil. I don't think they hate me. They may think they do. They hate what I represent, see? They said they will persecute you because they persecuted me. I mean, so you think about about Jesus. God, he couldn't eat a sandwich. They say, you know, you're a glutton. Or if he drank a glass of water, a wine, you a wine bibble, whatever. I mean, my God, man.
That doesn't mean he was, because they also call him a devil, and we know he wasn't a devil.
Indeed.
So they were constantly lying about things, trying to do that to him. But, you know, it's...
I wanted you to read that Amplified, too, when you get the chance here.
Okay.
10,
well,
11,
no, I want the in a New Living Translation.
Okay,
I looked at both of them, and I like this one better.
Okay.
And I could read that one as well, but it says in verse 10 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Lord your God will soon bring you into the land he swore to give you when he made a vow to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is a land with large, prosperous cities that you did not build.
Amen.
The houses will be richly stocked with goods you did not produce. You will draw water from cisterns you did not dig, and you will eat from vineyards and olive trees you did not plant. And he says, when you have eaten your fill in this land, be careful not to forget the Lord who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Isn't that great?
That's phenomenal, ladies and gentlemen.
Prosperous cities.
You know what he was telling them about the cities you didn't build? Don't beat the bushes trying to get a bird to fly out. Let God do what he does. And you know, all you have to do is just remember him. Mm-hmm. You know, I thank him almost every day for saving me.
Yeah.
And this year I will celebrate on Labor Day weekend in September of 2024, this coming year, 50 years of being born again.
Mm.
I made it. Praise
the Lord.
In
May, I'll be 51.
Oh, no, you have to be more
52?
Than that. You'd be 52, maybe 53.
Well,
you were way ahead of me.
In 1973.
Yeah.
So 74 would be, but I mean, it's like that May to September is another 6 months or so.
And it was one of the most amazing things, and I just enjoy it. So when I get something new or whatever, I give God glory. If the Lord blesses me financially, I used to never say nothing. I'm going to tell you what God told me one time. Excuse me. And it was simply this. He would say, I would never tell you what I had. I never said nothing about finance for years. I mean, and then the Lord, one day we were having a conversation, just talking. He says, are you ashamed of what I've given you? And I thought that was kind of odd that he would say that. I said, no, Lord. He said, then why don't you talk about it? I said, well, you know, people think you're cocky, you're arrogant.
You're bragging.
You're bragging and this and that. He said, no, you're giving me glory.
Right.
And when he said that, it went off of me like a shotgun. I went, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I repented. I said, God, Father, forgive me for not saying how you have blessed me spiritually, physically, and financially. I mean, I would tell everybody how you blessed me spiritually. I'd tell everybody how you blessed me physically, but I wouldn't say nothing about it financially because, I thought, well, that's going to make people mad. And I swore that day that I would talk about finances, money, things that God had given me. And buddy, did the persecution start. I mean, how many people put up their jet on worldwide television like I did? Mm-hmm. I'm just giving
Most
God glory.
Most people hide.
I'm not hiding. Now watch. Now see that she just read Deuteronomy 6:10, 11, and 12. Let me read verse 13.
Okay.
Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are around about you. In other words, she said, I respect, fear, that means reverence him and bless him. And I think, you know, when Jody said, boy, Dad, thank you for giving me that. Even if I might have gave it to her 5 years ago, mm-hmm. It makes
when
me feel good.
When she's thankful, it does make you feel good.
You wanted to finish reading something else?
Well, I just wanted to say, I thought you would change, moving away from Deuteronomy chapter 6. I just want to stay in there for a little while, because really what this is a visual demonstration of how God's blessing works.
Amen.
He wanted his people to live in that land of milk and honey, and he recorded it in the Bible so we could see that they would go into these cities, these prosperous cities, these cities they didn't build, the houses they didn't build, all the wells they didn't dig, all these things.
Yeah.
God already is preparing your blessed place. He wants to bring you into a large place, the scriptures say.
Well, you know, you said that to me not too long ago. You know, I wanted to buy you something. I forgot the words. I don't know if it was just a dress, maybe something. And you said, well, you know, I don't need nothing. I said, it has nothing to do with need. Ain't got anything to do with need. I said, I just want to be a blessing. You know, whatever. I mean, people ask me one time, why do you always pay for the meals? And I do that quite often. You know, if I'm with people and things, I like being a blessing. I enjoy that more than I do the meal. Usually I give a tip bigger than the whatever the meal costs. Why? I like being a blessing. And I even talk about it, which makes people mad. I don't care because, you know, I'm giving God glory. He gave me the finance to do it. We went the other day and went out to eat with some of our friends. It was six of us. And it was just such a blessing. And I really blessed this man. The Lord, when I went in, the Lord just said, bless that waiter. And he was so good, that man. And so, and I just, and I told him, I said, you see this finance here? This was given to me. And I want to share it with y'all. Now, they wanted to buy me dinner. I understand. I said, but you know, really, I'm not using my money. It was given to me as a gift. And they told me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I said, I want to share it with y'all. Well, they couldn't get, well, that's so nice. Well, I'm giving that person that gave me that finance to buy that meal honor.
Yeah.
Honor. I was just in California, and I'm going to let you know. I just thought of it just now. And I opened up, I thought it would look like a Christmas card. It was a wonderful, Kathy couldn't come with me to California this time because she was preaching at the church. Make a long story short, there was $100 in $20 bill. Said, would you please go buy you and Miss Kathy breakfast? So we'll use that money today to go out and eat lunch with it, if that's okay with you. Mm-hmm. I'm giving that person honor.
Yeah, because we didn't have breakfast, so I guess the first meal of the day will be considered breakfast. Yeah, lunch.
You know, we're not really breakfast either, unless we're on vacation or holiday.
Well, that's
That's a different thing. See, so that's why I'll take the persecution of the world. And you want to talk bad of me about the plane I fly? That's fine. You want to talk bad about the house I live? That's fine. Do what you got to do. I don't care until your spit gets like cotton in your mouth. I am not going to stop.
That's right.
I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to give God honor, spiritually, physically, and financially.
Right.
You know, and you know what? I don't care if you live in a mansion. And let me help you. I don't care if you live in a trailer. I'm glad you got a roof over your head. I'm not, never been in competition trying to build something bigger or better and all that kind of craziness. I just don't do that. Because you know what? According to the Bible, we're covenant people, we're family. You know, I don't like the way Americans talk about Americans. I mean, we can agree to disagree on different political, you know, forms and platforms. I understand all that. But, you know, we have to be vicious about it. We're still one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right.
You see, Amen. So let me say this to these people, these migrants, but you want to come here? What are you coming here for? I don't know why I got off of it, but the Lord just spoke
to me. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. What were you coming here for?
I'm following you.
People used to come to live the American dream. Now they're coming for welfare. You know, as soon as you cross the border, you get a credit card with some money and a telephone. And I don't doubt that you don't need it. That's not the issue. But come the way you're supposed to come, legally, and adopt American ways. In other words, if you don't speak English, learn it. You know, if I went to Spain and I lived there, I would learn Spanish. I mean, because the dominant language is Spanish. Do you see what I mean? I would want to be a part, since I want to live there, want to be a part of that country. You know, Tina Turner, she died a few months back, I think it was, maybe a year or so, wound up living in Switzerland. Now, we just came back from Switzerland. Beautiful. Probably one of the prettiest countries I've ever seen in my entire life. And I thought, you know, and yet she had a hard time living in America because she could hardly go anywhere, you know, because very famous rock star lady and all the different stuff that followed. So she moved to Switzerland. And you know what people told me? They would see her on the street, hello, Miss Tina. They wouldn't bother her. She said, I felt so good. She felt the peace, you see. And she lived there till she passed away. But my point is this, and I like to remember her. Because, that girl could sing, that girl could dance. See what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and it seemed like she was a very nice individual who went through a hard time with her first husband or whatever. But she was really in love with that second husband. It seemed like the second part of her life was really nice. And the reason why I'm saying that, I mean, why would I criticize her? Well, why don't she stay in America? Well, maybe because she wanted to move to Switzerland. What's the problem with that, you know? That's how we should think. But this is what God is saying. All I ask you to do is don't forget. Just don't forget. Live for me. Don't go worshiping other gods. Live for me. You know, we said it the other day in one of the boardroom chats when we was talking about Holy Week. I like holy life so much better. And, you know, when you people send in these wonderful testimonies, tell people about it. Why? Not so they can know who I am. They didn't know who the God is that did that for you and then give him honor.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we're called to be the reflections of Jesus. He's the light of the world. He wants his
Amen.
Light in us should reflect God. And I love what I was just thinking about a while ago about this being a visual demonstration
Amen.
In the book of Deuteronomy. And these people he was talking to, that next generation, some of them, of course, 40 years before that, those 12 spies went in to spy out the land, and they came back with a visual demonstration, those big old
grapes
and that had to be carried in over mm-hmm. a pole, and they were dropped over there, just massive, just super abundance. And that was an example, a visual demonstration of what was ahead in that land if they would just believe him. Yeah, they had to work for it. Yeah, they'd have to defeat a few enemies, they'd have to go to war for it, but God would be with them. They would just have to step out in faith and believe him. Now, here it is 40 years later, this next generation is being told again, remember all that God has already done. And so they had to be some of those, a lot of those were alive at that time. They may have been young kids when those grapes came out. They had to remember it.
Amen.
And so this was what was ahead for them when they crossed that river to go into that land of promise. So this next generation had a visual demonstration, and don't forget it. So I believe that even today, when we see God's blessing someone, we need to give him glory. We shouldn't be resentful. Don't allow the devil to come in and distort God's blessing. He wants this for everybody.
Amen.
We don't have to be jealous or resentful because someone else has it. Instead, be thankful and give God glory, and then do what they did, and you'll follow in that footsteps.
And be glad that you know somebody that does have it.
Right.
Someone asked me this
the
other day. I was preaching. They said, Brother Justin, and I said, oh, Lord, you can tell by the tone of the voice. Do you have a Rolls Royce? I said, no, but I got a friend's got two of them, and I can drive anyone I want. All I got to do is call him, and he'll say, come on, man, come drive that. I'm glad that he does. Do you see what I'm saying? But you know what? If people saw me driving a Rolls Royce, look at this. You know what I'm saying? Well, first thing, why would you criticize me driving when I'd probably be a guy driving it? Now, you might want to criticize me of sitting in the back and I got a driver. You can do that too, but it doesn't make any difference. All it is just a vehicle that's going to get old just like your Chevrolet does. So it doesn't really make any difference. You got a Chevrolet? I like Chevrolets. I mean, I'm just glad you have some. This is what I'm talking about, see? Is you never forget to give him glory on everything. Everything. You see this watch? I wore it today on purpose. I went preach at a church, and I was this pastor was visiting there, I think, and he said this was his prized possession, and it's a what do you call it, Breitling, and it's got a lot of stuff in it, and he said, "But Jesus, this is yours." I said, "Oh no, sir, I don't take that." And the Lord said, "Receive, Jesse. You have to." No, he said, "No, I just want to be a blessing to you." Now, why am I telling you that? Well, I'm giving that man honor, and I'm giving God honor. Now, why would you be mad at me about that? That's not bragging. That's giving honor. And God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. Mm-hmm. And that's just such a blessing. That's what we're talking about today. And all the, I want you to read some of these wonderful, thank you, you wrote all over that testimony page.
That's my notes.
That's your notes. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, well, read some of those testimonies. This is giving God honor. Not us. They're going to mention my name. They're going to mention Kathy's name. But all honor goes to God. So go ahead and read.
And people are watching from all over. First one, Sarah's watching from Germany. Maybe she's watching this chat as well. This is from a past chat that we had. This is how we gather them. Daniel says, watching from Kenya. Their handle is called Motor Mart. thank you, Jesse and Kathy. Your teachings are very powerful. If only we do as the word says, benefits of hearing and doing is what I'm experiencing all the way from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
No matter how the situation looks, I am fighting a good fight of faith. It
Praise
still
God.
Brings results of who God is.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And Donna says, thank you for the power in Scripture to keep standing on.
Amen.
I view myself as a note taker, never wanting to miss one powerful word you bring us from the Word to continue to grow. And Gwen says, I received your magazine and read it at my mom's doctor's appointment. Read it at my mom's doctor's appointment. I loved it and felt so grateful for your beautiful magazine. Such beautiful messages in the magazine. Beautifully well done in design and messages. So grateful to you. And I just have one here. This month's issue is right here. It's called What Are You Believing God For?
And we also have it in digital too.
It's digital and in Spanish. And,
yeah.
And in here, see this, what do we believe in God for? And in this one, it's so great because earlier, the first of the year, you had the message on your theme on what...
Give God a job. Yeah.
And so you had people pray and mention things. That, so there's a lot of testimonies in here on this page about give God testimonies.
And see, most people, tell me this, why do you keep printing this now? Because everything's digital. You can get it digital. It's a lot cheaper to do it digital. Well, the difference between me and Kathy, iPad, book. Now, she got both of them, but I prefer a book in my hand. She likes an iPad because there's way more information in the iPad. And this costs a ton of money, and it's absolutely free to you if you'd like to get it. All you got to do is get it on our mailing list. And we won't bombard you with financial requests and things of that nature. We don't, you know, we don't do that. But sometimes we'll say, God will tell us, receive an offer, we'll do that. But we don't bombard people. But people just love this. But, you know, I had a man tell me, he said, well, I don't want to miss any of these magazines because, you know, I preach these every time. I said, well, why don't you study the Word and get some messages for yourself? I mean, I'm glad you're preaching my messages. That's not the issue. So you can take a blessing and make it a curse if you don't watch yourself. So, I mean, thank you, sweetheart, for saying that. Can I read a couple? You finish.
Yeah, but before you move on, if you're interested in getting the magazine,
yeah.
Just the fastest way to get it right now is you can, after you watch the chat, of course, you can go to the JDM app because all the app has the testimonies. I mean, it has... all the video things that we have with over 400 videos, but also a Spanish section on there. But there's also a place where you can get the magazine.
Right.
You can go and look at all past issues, I believe, in the magazine and read it even today.
And you can get the actual paper one if you want, or the digital one, both. Just whatever you want to do. You want to talk
Spanish
about that?
As well.
Yeah, I want you to keep reading some of these things here.
Yeah, this one says, let me see, Felix says, thank you for this message. I'm standing on the promise of total healing for my daughter.
Praise
she
the
loves
Lord.
The Mary Hart series, and I think she's listened to them all at least 5 times. When I leave her room, I always ask her if she wants her TV on or to listen to Jesse. She clearly says Jesse every time. God bless you, Kathy, you and Kathy, for your ministry.
That makes this old man feel pretty good. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and then William says, see you in July at the Visionary Conference.
Oh, we got a great Visionary Conference coming up in July. You don't want to miss that. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night.
Right.
Just go to our website. You can get all that ordering information.
Yeah, it's in the middle, in July the 10th, and I think the advertisement
do you have
for
it
that
in
is
there?
In here. Oh, praise look, them. On the back is Australia.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Australia in,
pretty soon.
In May.
Very, very soon.
But in July, we're going to be at the Visionary Conference.
You have it in here?
I'm sure the ad is in here for somewhere.
Okay.
Give me a break. I mean, give me a moment to find it.
On the road.
Visionary
yeah, there it is right
Conference
there.
Right there.
You want me to announce it? I'll announce it. I'll announce it with my TED voice.
Your TED voice.
Mary Tyler Moore. TED. What was his name? TED something.
He's like the anchor.
The anchor. Ladies and gentlemen, 2024 Visionary Conference, July 11th through the 12th, Thursday night at 7 p.m., Friday at 10 a.m. in the morning, and at 7 p.m. And it's at 1973 Ormond Boulevard, Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans. Everyone welcome. Registration is free. All you got to do is go to jdm.org and register, and you will be blessed by it. How'd I do?
You did great,
that
Ted.
Did good. Praise the Lord. See, and I mean, New Orleans is a great place to eat and everything. So some people come a couple of days early and they go to the restaurant, enjoy themselves, and then come to the meetings. It's the Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night. I'm telling people from all over the world, and we get more comments and compliments on that meeting. Because we don't talk about Jesse the Planet's ministries. We talk about the vision God has gave the body of Christ.
Right.
And registration, we never charge in any way, shape, or form. We receive an offering. And if you want to give, fine. If you don't, that's okay. We don't struggle with that. Well, it's the same way with this program. Everything you see, it costs money. You know, and we love our partners who help us do these things. If you'd like to be a partner, you can do that right now. Go to jdm.org. That's our website. Hit a donate button. You can give that way. You can use PayPal if you like. You can text to give a one-time gift or a recurring donation, whatever you want to do. You can do what Kathy said. You go to the JDM apps and select your giving. Mm-hmm. Or you just can mail in like I do an old-fashioned donation, and God will honor you and bless you just ever which way, shape, or form. See, and we take 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. We debt-free. We just so blessed. And it just and we're giving God honor and glory.
Yeah, and we're
and the hundredfold anointing. This anointing of increase is on us. It's on me. Mm-hmm. And I want it to come upon you. I'm mm-hmm. telling you. You ain't got to believe it, but I'm telling you, if you'll do what the Lord tells you to do and be a part, and I believe he's telling people to do that now, be a part of this, watch God do the most glorious things. I told that to the church the day before yesterday. You give me $1,000, that was Sunday. That's past Sunday. I said, by Friday, I'll have 1,000 people contact me. I'll get 1,000 new people. I'll do it. We know how to do it. We have the ability to do it. And God is so good through this ministry because it's global. Reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time. Everything we do to honor God.
Amen. I have one more testimony to share before we close. It's this is from Maria, and this has been translated in Spanish from our Spanish viewer. It says, Jesse, I made a marathon to watch all your videos. I love it.
Oh, that's a lot of
videos. That was Spanish videos, because that's another outreach that we began last year. It's been over a year now that we've been putting everything into Spanish that we
Amen.
Can. It's on all our social media posts are in Spanish.
How,
but as
how many
well
videos
as the videos
you think?
Right now. So if she watched them all, there's 195 so far, and videos, a lot of videos are added every week. We keep increasing it, so it's been a huge blessing, and I know that Maria's never going to be the same.
It's such a blessing of the Lord. You see, she's given God honor, not
That's
given
right.
me. Nah, you know, I mean, she's given God honor because she's receiving from
right,
the Lord Jesus Christ through this ministry.
Right, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And we're all about pumping out the Word of God through every available outlet or voice, whether it be a printed magazine, a video, a social media post, a chat like you're watching now.
Amen.
A video
blessing.
Program or the or when you go to travel in meetings
yes.
and you're
oh,
in
yeah.
person, in-person meetings, our church outreach.
And wow. also all our broadcast television. We're on Daystar. We're on the Victory Channel. So many different places.
Secular.
ABC, God. CBS, NBC. But I want to make an announcement, and I want all my staff to listen, especially my television people here. All the time you see me, we're going to start pushing this girl. I want, and I'm talking to my staff, because Kathy preaches all the time, almost every Sunday, at Covenant Church and does a great job.
And
every
nights.
Once in a while, and Wednesday
that's
nights
not
too.
Videoed.
And every once in a while, they'll play it. Her on our broadcast television. Boys, I want y'all to start getting ready, get Kathy's sermons. And if she got to do a part one and a part two, and if you don't want, I'll do the openings and closing for you if you like, because I know you're busy, or you can do whatever. But I'm tired of Jesse. I want Jesse and Kathy. Sound familiar? Kenneth and Gloria. Jesse and Kathy. And Kathy has some great revelation, and the Lord will be giving a great series that you need to hear. Not only those that tune in when she's preaching at the church or come, but they need you need it on broadcast. That's them. You got to be on that day star. You got to be with me just like we do all that. Not that I'm trying not to get out of work. No.
You
I mean,
sure?
No, I'm positive, man. Y'all find work for me all the time and stuff. And I know you love the old ones, and I mean, you love those old sermons, and we'll go back. You'll see me with some brown, grayish brown hair instead of white like it is, and skinnier and all kinds of stuff. But Kathy's got some great revelation that I want to bring to the global broadcast television. So I want that, Todd, you hear me? He's in here, right here. I want that. You hear that, George, there in the room? I want
They've
to start
mentioned
doing
it.
That.
I'm the one who said I don't want
to
be
No, don't
there.
Listen to her. She's not the boss. I am. I'm the boss of the bosses. You know what I'm saying? I want this done. I felt led of the Lord to do this. I want it because they're great messages that will change people's lives.
And I've been
I thank you for
you,
watching me, but I want...
I've been telling you, I want you to preach those old classic messages. Some of them were just on cassette tape. We don't even have video of some of those messages.
Mm-hmm. Like watch your lips, watch your lips, watch your lips. Remember that? Good.
And, you know, we've been talking about this one lately, the show me a sign.
I want to talk about that next on my next boardroom chat. Let's do that. Jesus, why does this generation seek after a sign? We're going to do that next week.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Let's do that in the next boardroom chat. You know, there's so many people. They're so sign
They're all looking
people
for
going
a sign.
Slap crazy over the eclipse. And I'm glad it's nice. Don't misunderstand me. And you're not gonna see another one till 20 something, whatever. That's not the issue. I mean, you know, but I mean, like the rapture of the church. The Bible explains. Well, we're gonna save that for the next week. But there's no sign
it's
for
the battle
rapture.
Cry of the Christian. Show me a sign,
Lord. I preached that.
You know, it's one thing for the world to be getting all captivated, but the church. You know, we need to be following the Word of God.
Can you believe 45 years ago? You know where I got that message? I was at a restaurant.
A Wendy's with my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
And a Wendy's hamburger place.
People say, we were talking, they said, man, I need a sign from God. And I said, give me that napkin. And I wrote, the battle cry of the Christian, show me a sign. Preached it 45 years ago. We'll talk about that on the next boardroom chat. And
good.
So, you know, so but, you won't be struggling.
So that was my point. There's so many messages like that you preach that I want you to preach again.
And I appreciate that. And I like the old ones. Don't misunderstand. I like new stuff.
But
I'm constantly
know
studying.
It's going to go deeper. The
I know
message
that.
Was great.
Oh, I understand.
God's
that.
Always giving you new messages, I know. But
you hear what she said?
He's not
going to
listen
her
again.
Sermons on that broadcast. Not one or
we'll
two every
both.
6 months. I'm putting her in that lineup. My Lord. And I mean, I'll do the opening and close unless you want to do them. You can do them. Whatever, you know, it doesn't make no difference. But there's revelation there. So listen to this. We're going to close with this statement here today. Give God honor no matter how much people persecute you.
That's right.
Spiritually, physically, financially. You understand what I'm saying? And if they get mad, let them get mad. And they say, you bragging? He said, no, I'm not bragging. I'm giving God glory.
Yeah, he says, don't
because
forget
Because he
it.
Did this for
Never
me.
Never forget the goodness
Never
of
forget.
God.
Notice he uses the word beware.
Beware.
Blinking sign. Blinking light. See, and that's what it's all about.
God keeps his promises, and we need to be giving him glory and honor.
All the time.
Because he's a faithful God.
Yes, he is. So until next week, this is Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Bye-bye.